Many residents of the northeastern United States got a chance to look at flood damage over the weekend. Last week's flooding struck tiny towns in the mountains of Pennsylvania and New York. In Conklin, New York, flood survivor Paula Kliamovich told a reporter, "I moved here 7 years ago, and I'd like to move away now."
The flooding raises questions about the future of some small towns, which were not booming to begin with. This morning we've called Halstead, Pennsylvania, population of about 1,000. One of those 1,000 is Joe Franks, who's a member of the town council. Mr. Franks, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your town look like today?
Well, it's looking better than it did 5 days ago. We're starting to perk up a little bit. The devastation for some parts of the town is just terrible, and other parts of the town is, like my house, I was very lucky.
In the devastated areas, what's happened? Are houses knocked off their foundations? Have they disappeared? What happened?
In some spots, houses have been swooshed down the river, just disappeared. Mobile homes, modulars, bridges. It's terrible in some spots, just absolutely terrible.
What has happened to the people whose homes were destroyed?
FEMA has just arrived last night. You know, we were declared a federal emergency disaster area. And FEMA just hit the ground last night. What exactly they're going to do, I don't know. I hope to find out this morning.
Now, Mr. Franks, many of us have seen photographs of devastated towns, houses half washed away, entirely washed away, roads washed out, and so forth. What was the economic condition of your town, Halstead, Pennsylvania, before all this happened?
Well, to be truthful with you, there's just a few little businesses in town. Most people, you know, either go to Conklin, Binghamton, Scranton. You know, they commute to go to work, which, like you said, Conklin's 6 miles up the road into New York State. Binghamton's about 10 miles. Scranton's about 35, 40 miles to the south.
Most people were commuting to Conklin, New York, which, as I understand, was also devastated by the flooding.
From what I understand, it's terrible. Just terrible. I haven't been up there. I wouldn't dare go up there, the rumors I'm hearing. I guess all the businesses up there on the main thoroughfare through town are just ruined. And I mean, we have it bad in spots here, but I guess Conklin, per se, as a whole town, just really got massacred.
Does this make you wonder about whether your town has a future at all?
Well, my town, it's just a small town in northeast PA. You know, there's no industry. People have lived here like this for years and years and years. Halstead will survive. It's always been here. It'll always be here.
Mm. Mr. Franks, is Halstead, Pennsylvania known for anything?
Nope, not really.
Well, that's pretty straightforward. You're not the beaver capital of...
No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're not famous for much of anything. We're just, you know, like I said, a small town, and the people stick together. It's, you know, like Mayberry, you know? I mean, we stick together. We, you know, neighbors help neighbors, and everybody helps everybody. And that's, like I said, small town USA.
A lot of folks have been there for generations?
Yep.
Do you feel like you've been a witness to a little tiny New Orleans?
Oh, certainly, certainly. God help those people. Compared to what we went through, I just can't imagine what New Orleans went through. And like I said, there's people here that that are living New Orleans. Like I said, I wasn't affected that bad, but there are people who were, you know. And to Little Halstead, this is New Orleans. You know, to the people that were, you know, affected, they're devastated. Their houses where they raise their children. I mean, they look at it; it's underwater. There's 3 foot of mud in there, and it's. It's just a little New Orleans for the affected people.
Mr. Franks, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Joe Franks of Halstead, Pennsylvania.